Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Commissioners call special meeting tonight to select new commissioner. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Campbell County Commissioners announced they will have a special meeting tonight, Wednesday, January 24th. According to the press release, the purpose of the meeting is to proceed with the selection of a new commissioner to fill the vacancy left by Colleen Faber earlier this month. The Campbell County Republican Party Central Committee conducted interviews for applicants of the vacated commissioner seat on Monday night. After the interviews, the Campbell County GOP precinct people chose three applicants to send to the Board of Commissioners as per state statute. The three finalists are Tracy Barkey, Bob Jordan, and Jerry Means. All sitting commissioners were in attendance at the Monday night GOP meeting, so they were privy to the responses given by the applicants. In previous comparable scenarios, the commissioners have held a second interview with the three finalists before making their final selection, which is what is expected to happen this evening. The special meeting will be held in the commission chambers at the Campbell County Courthouse at 6 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. It will also be broadcast on Gillette Public Access Channel 192, as well as online. Older Wyomingites could decide 2024 elections. People in Wyoming age 50 and over had the highest voter turnout in the 2022 midterm elections compared with other age demographics, according to new Secretary of State data. Wyoming News Service reported voters over the age of 50 accounted for more than two-thirds of all voters in 2022. Tom Laycock with AARP Wyoming says the trend for strong turnout among older adults has been consistent since 2008. Laycock said, "Older adults hold that right to vote as sacred. There's not a question of whether they'll do it. It's just, do they want to go in early into the polls, or it is a preference of a mail-in vote?" Only 13% of voters between the ages of 18 and 24 cast ballots, 19% of voters aged 25 to 29, and 29% of voters aged 30 to 39 showed up for their civic duty. Just over 40% of the voters aged 40 to 49 voted in the 2022 election. Laycock says the turnout data show that issues top of mind for older Wyomingites should also be top of mind for candidates. A recent AARP survey of older Wyoming voters showed strong support for policies and services such as the Wyoming Home Services Program that help residents age in place. And 84% said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate who would work to expand access to quality, affordable, long-term care. Laycock said, "To folks who are running for election in 2024 and beyond, it makes sense to get an understanding for what the needs of this demographic are, because this is the group that will in fact decide the 2024 election." Nearly 9 in 10 older voters say keeping Medicare and Social Security available for future generations and being able to afford prescription drugs was extremely or very important. Other top priorities include being able to afford adequate health insurance, protecting residents from scam and fraud, and increasing access to affordable housing. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.